Amy D.O.G. your cat pack up. When I live, shit happens, so I gotta watch my back. Can't get caught slipping, cause I might get attacked by a fool trying to steal my rims. Shoot him in the dome and give him a little head trim. And then I'm outie, cause 187s would get you locked up. And I ain't about to take that rap, cause it's fucked up. So buck up, beware of the owner of the vehicle. Creeping real low in the motherfucking 6-0. Bumping the Odie for my homie Rick James. Playing
I'm in love with Mary Jane.
Tucked down, looking around for some hemis. First stop, 7-Eleven for some jimmies. Prop up, bumping in my system. Cranium bouncing, swaying to the rhythm as I'm rolling in my drizzle.
Tops and cops is what life's about, being a dog. Barking like I'm E-Dog, stressing like the Jetsons. Tempted to push claws, a frog. Hopping state to state, a hog. Copping latex for them real hot dates, yup. I hate motel rates, I can't get dibs at your crib. You got to wait, time for some bank. Push up on the teller for some 20s. Press up on the phone, ready to bone some slimmies. They know the time, tell a friend, bring some ends.
What kind of food?
Let me see, it depends, I press send. Connect with the K9, hot sun's beaming hot. Drop the top, hit the main line, and I'm rolling.
Vaping hard walking down the street. Oh, it's his friend walking the other way is also vaping hard. Vaping in cold weather. It's like these clouds are enormous. Dramatic. Nope, that's... What? That's not... I'm gonna pump some gas. Motherfucker, it's cold out there. My ears. Ah! Just fucking biting, fucking icy wind. Ah, fuck. No, what? Help. Yeah, there we go.
No way, and then she shows up on SmackDown the next day and challenges Charlotte.
Well, Buddha, thanks for the phone call, because we're running out of time. First of all, my parents wish that I was a doctor. And then when it comes to Asuka and Nia Jax bully, listen, I think somehow, some way, at Elimination Chamber, Nia Jax is going to win that match, and we're going to see a triple threat at WrestleMania.
I have no problem with a triple threat at WrestleMania with Nia, Asuka, and Alexa. Doesn't sound too bad, because I don't think we're going to get Asuka and Charlotte this year, right?
No, and that's probably the match you want to see, but we're going to get that somewhere down the road.
Unless they pull a Herschel Walker and trade Asuka for like 11 SmackDown talents.
There you go. It's happened before. Maybe we do see something, because things are going to change as we get closer to WrestleMania. One hell of a show, Bully.
Great job by you. Great job by the nation on social media and the phones. Talk again tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll do it again tomorrow right here. I'm busted open.
Is busted open on Sirius XM Radio.
Talking pro wrestling with Bully Ray on Busted Open.
If Braun Strowman could tag with Ronda Rousey, what kind of impact would that be at WrestleMania?
Hunter will go out of his way to make Braun look like a Superman. I don't think they need The Rock to sell out the arena. I don't think they need The Rock to get that water cooler talk, because they're going to have so much with Ronda.
Busted Open, weekdays 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on your home for pro wrestling. SiriusXM Rush 93 and the SiriusXM app.
Do you have sleep apnea? Are you tired of dragging your big bulky CPAP device with you whenever you leave home? Yeah, well I was
too. Yeah, well I was too.
Twice at this point, it's just amazing to me the fact that he can still play better than half of the people that are out there now.
Just to show you where the hell I'm coming on, I get done with the 1-1-2. Check my rap for my hit when I have sex. Make you twist to the list, now the fucking brains down when it's pumped on the strip. And all that, the hi-hats. Go find them, listen, look, brother, where your eyes at? Lay on the floor, I come up on the floor, the pump down your brain, though. Listen to my name, though. Red hair, ready to rock. I got a clock, get back. Body is all over the block, trying to slip to this. The exorcist is kicking. I get mad when they were twin cop the biscuit. I'll blow your head off just for asking who's the white rat.
Say, do you love me? I tell her only partly.
As soon as I can count up a million, trying to wake up on an island like Gilligan. All of this money brought me in my innocence.
Hey, it must be the money.
Fucking you up on a spiritual level. Listen, Wonderland. Dropped off her kids at school and will spend the afternoon dropping off folks at SFO. Then cash out her earnings using Instant Pay. With Uber, Sarah can be her own boss.
Sounds like a deal.
You've been doing the show with me for well over a year, Bully. And I have to say this. I am sick and tired of the open that we have on this show. I want a brand new open. I want a Bully Ray-centric open. When Bully, who is going into the Hall of Fame, by the way, WrestleMania weekend, and Bully, don't you think by now we need to have a new open for this show?
I thought you told me we were going to have a new open already. Bully Ray-centric, but I think it needs to be a new open.
Well, I think of it this way. You know, Mark Henry is now part of the family. We have other personalities part of the family. And we have Bully, who... And Bully, you're the spotlighted personality.
I like it when you said other personalities, like plus one other exciting match. You totally threw Coach under the bus. I love it.
Coach under the bus.
Coach is plus one other exciting match.
Coach is the plus one. When you get the wedding invitation, Coach is the plus one. Which means, by the way, Bully, that, hey, Bully, you know, you got the invitation. Your name's on the invitation. Your name is on that card when you get to the wedding on the little table when you enter the big ballroom. Coach is the plus one, which means that as of right now, he's the plus one. Maybe 2 months, 3 months from now, we may change our mind and have a different plus one. You don't know what the future holds on Busted Open.
This is true. A couple weeks down the line, you might get uninvited to the wedding.
That's right. Anything can happen. Relationships go awry. One thing that I've learned in my 46 years on this earth, Bully, is that people change their minds. Relationships go south. Now, you're on this show. Mark Henry's a big part of the show. Tommy Dreamer is a part of the show. And yes, Coach is a part of the show. So I'm just thinking that we should have an open that relates to who's in the hosting chair that day. So you are on this show 3 days a week. Am I right?
You are correct, sir.
So I think there should be a Dave LaGreca Bully Ray open. And maybe, I don't know, have a couple of Bully highlights, some things that you see.
Fucking...
They think I'm going back to jail. Ain't really on that dope.
The law. You broke niggas, they should be against the law. But you bounce can do me shit. This man behind this round is the nigga that slick. Licking my thumbs, counting papers for my street small bits. In the club, we all bulls taking some flick. Pushing the same brands, niggas got with platinum stats. UFPs far from gold. Your people think I'm selling cracks. They see me living with a smile on my face. And if you see me in the spot, I'm down low.
me is godly, the other half.
Yo, Metal Gear Survive is fucking weird. And it might be some real bullshit. I put another 3-4 hours into it last night, and there was a while there where I was like, the more I play of this, the less I understand what the fuck this game is. Like, it's so restrictive, and I wonder, you know, like a lot of crafting games that feel that way, right? Where you're like, oh, it's really hard to survive, but eventually I'm going to craft a thing, I'm going to do some stuff, I'm going to level up and do a thing, and then, you know, hey, food and water are not going to be an issue anymore. I spent like 45, so this is maybe partially on me, I'm going to say, because they do, like at the beginning of the game, this is something we showed in the video from, I don't know, a couple months ago, whatever it was, last month, I guess, whenever Brad went to go play it. Like, they direct you, they point you at animals for a little while. We're like, oh, there's some medium-sized animals detected over here. And you're like, cool, I'm going to go over there and hunt them. And then the icon goes away on the map. The first time you do it, it says like, hey, remember Breath of the Wild? You can mark the map like that. Here's a bunch of icons. One is for water. One is for carnivores, herbivores. You know, whatever the fuck you find out in the world, you can mark it on the fucking map. You should do that. And I'm like, alright, that's good to know. I didn't need to really use that in Zelda very often. And you know, it's pointing me in the direction of animals, so I like, and I assume that when the marker on the map goes away, after it's pointing me at animals, that's it. It's gonna point me at more later, but no, it does not point you at more later. It expects that you have marked the map because those places replenish. Like, eventually you go back there and like, oh, there's 3 sheep here again. Because I left the area and came back, there's 3 more sheep here to kill and cook or whatever. And I got down to like 3% hunger at one point, like running around going like, I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to do. Like, there's no new spots on the map for animals, but it turns out that stuff does like restock. And they're very stingy with clean water. It seems like they want you to drink some dirty water to, you know, feel the rush of that. But I got to the point where I upgraded my cooking station, and now I can boil water in it. And, you know, like, I've got a potato farm and a rainwater catcher at my base, which I guess theoretically in some insane amount of time, which maybe it's ticking away right now, maybe it happens in real time and not game time, because if it happens in game time, like, I've not seen one potato yet, and it's like, it's gonna be 196 minutes and then you'll get a potato. And I'm like, oh, dope. But maybe that is ticking down in real time. And yeah, so then on top of that, they layer on the resource of oxygen. You have to craft an air tank and go into the dust. And I found the Lord of Dust, which is a scary. There's some weird shit in there. Giant fucking creature. It's just. Yeah, it. Fucking, I don't know, man. Like, the storyline stuff and the characters I've met along the way so far seem pretty bad. And it just kind of, like, pointed into the direction of, like, hey, there's, another one of these memory boards over here. You should go get that, and, that'd be good for you to do, for a story, you know, to keep moving the story along. Thank you. I don't know. It's like there are things about, like, I think the only reason I'm even playing this game at all is because I think it's hilarious that they are calling this a Metal Gear game, and there's some part of me that wants to fucking just, like, see it for myself, because it doesn't, it's not a great game. Like, when you start getting characters back at your base, you start assigning them to teams, like you did on Mother Base. Like, oh, you're part of the base development unit, which means you're going to tend to these potato crops, I guess. And that's the only team I have so far, so I don't know. I don't know. Also, it requires an internet connection at all times, even when you're playing alone. So I lost, like, Destiny. No, not like Destiny, because by and large, Destiny has a lot of checkpoints and stuff like that, and will let you join a mission mid-progress and all that sort of stuff. So, like, if your connection drops in Destiny, like, it's not great, but it's generally not a huge issue. Whereas this, like, only saves when you return to base. So, I think what happened is the internet dropped and I was still out and about. And then I finished the mission and teleported back to base. And that triggered a save, which triggered a server check, but because my internet had gone out, it went like, oh, you don't have internet, fuck you. And then basically went to a menu that said, you don't have the internet, you need to quit and restart the game. Like, no, like, press B to back out of this menu, no, like, try connection again, just like, hey, the internet's not here, so fuck you. So I rebooted my modem, which fixed the internet, and then yeah, the game does not pick up from there. It doesn't, there's no try again, there's no nothing. It's like, hey, by the way, you need to do that mission all over again, that you were out doing. And by the way, that mission was a pain in the ass thing that you definitely don't want to do again. It's weird, I'm playing on Xbox. I don't know if PS4 is the same way right now, but, like, there's a shop in there for XP doublers, for fucking Kuban energy boosters and all this other bullshit. Like, a one-day pass, and a seven-day pass, and a 180-day pass for these doublers. Um, but there's no, like, you can't buy the premium currency. Like, you need SV coins to purchase any of that stuff. And then when you hit the purchase SV coin button, there's nothing in the store. There's nothing to buy. Also, I got to the point where it considered me to be done with the tutorial, which it never really tells you it's a tutorial unless you try to play co-op before you finish the first handful of chapters of the game, and it says, you haven't finished the tutorial yet. Like, wait, what? Hank, what? So I joined a co-op mission and only found one other player out of a possible total of four. Other players, I guess. And it said, okay, we're going to take you, you know, you're quick matching into an easy mission. And then it loaded me and the other guy into an easy mission. Every enemy was level 20. I was level 4. I could not, the other guy was level 10. He died immediately. I ran around and ran away for a while and did not kill a thing and died. And what the fuck is this game? I got an uncommon spear variant that I have leveled up to level 3 or 4. My character is now like level 10 or 11, but leveling up your character doesn't seem like it does anything of value. Like, you basically, every time you level up, you get one skill point that you can put into your tree. But like, it doesn't seem like it makes you that much more survivable, or it doesn't seem like it makes you less reliant on food or water. Like, there's a category for endurance, and like, you know, which is what the stamina, which is what thirst regulates, is your stamina. But it just means you can, you know, you can drink more water before you hit 100%. It doesn't make any of it any easier. It just means you can store more in your body as opposed to in your inventory, which is not helpful. So I wonder, like, I feel like maybe I wasted skill points by leveling that shit up instead of buying more moves. But then the moves don't seem great either. Like, you get like a, you know, it's like, oh, for two-handed weapons, it extends your combo, which means instead of a two-hit poke with the spear, it's now three, but the third hit is so fucking slow that if you're just, like, standing in front of a zombie poking it, it will hit you between the second and third pokes and knock you out of the animation. So you kind of have to put a fence up. I don't know. I don't know. What's the max level of Metal Gear Survive? I don't know. You use the same Kuban energy currency that you use to craft to level up. So you have to make decisions about, like, oh, do I want to give them 10,000 of these things for one skill point, or should I build a bunch of fences or level up my hat so that it offers more protection, which is something they didn't necessarily, the tutorial in that did not necessarily indicate that that was something that you could really do. So I played most of the game without leveling up weapons or gear. West Coast shit, nigga. The dudes in the period, pissed off the ghosts, fuck away, 17.
23-year-old pussy beat and freak the holiday. Paper bitches on the regular, I put that on the jet. A hustler and a player, nowadays it pays the beat. Let me drop some shit about this bitch I used to know. She gave me 40 heads, said don't let nobody know. I'm on the five rope, I had to grab a rope. She got 3 million 64, I skid in the throat. Been on the home for 4 days, she could bring me pays. And I bet you didn't know that she gon' go away. She had a best friend, I left them both with the mom. They were beating me and shit, but we don't kick it no more. The hot hoes is beating, they on the nuts. But bitch, I'm out your pussy with a nut.
Thank you. scandale, invece questo è il primo giorno, il buono del night, sempre gare che rimane, mi sento lo shoot of a boss, il salvo da prom, quando parte in casino, no, vale scelta back, take crown, gare del quinto, non so, break your show, it's once again, it's all, till it's all, with a flip of bird, my way to the cracks, I'm a swim and drop now, to pick up the triple six, the young man, I'm a murder, for my mind, I'm so house, smoke,
Quality Easy E verse.
Money with my mouth is, let's do something about this.
money motivates me, but the love keeps me grounded. Why my cases ain't get thrown out? Why Team USA keep getting blown out? Why the Democratic Party ain't getting with me? Why they still hanging black bodies in Mississippi? Yeah, why the governor agreed to get cold with a lizard? Why they take away Shine phone calls and visits? Why I've been hot for 7 years? Why the M5 come with 7 years? Why y'all keep making that trash? Why they reinstating the draft? Why is it so much hate when you have? And why sell records and keep working? Why I'm on stage with your bread and your feet working? It's real. Why when a loved one die, you miss it? Why it took for me to make why for y'all to listen?
I believe I may be making a return to satellite radio in the relatively near future.
Entertainment news. We got food in the news, right, Sam?
Maybe a little food. Yeah.
Why you didn't tell me that Krispy Kreme has limited edition Hershey's like nugget shits, like gold Hershey like nuggets?
I didn't hear about this.
God damn it! Great.
Where did you find out about it?
TV, like I was watching some new shit. I know a girl's tooth that turned brown eating Krispy Kreme.
It's a lot of sugar.
Yeah, she ate too much of it.
Krispy Kreme unveils Hershey's gold donut with a salty sweet flavor.
I like salty sweets. I like, anyway. I knew all the spot like Prince Reggie and like Muse will be here. We also, Ludacris might stop by. Trying to tick nine. That nine. Worldwide jumpers. You think you know hip hop and the Trump mix will be live with new jams. New funky fresh jams to jam your buttocks. That's J45. Your corner house, like a like us.
Okay, finally. We reached the appropriate point in the drive where I can enjoy a beverage.
Mr. West is in the building, swagger on 100,000 trillion. Hey yo, I know I got it first. I'm Christopher Columbus. Y'all just a pilgrims. Thanksgiving, do we even got a question? Hermes pastel, I'll pass the dressing. My attitude is tattooed, that means permanent, so I guess we should address it, huh? My swagger is Mick Jagger. Every time I breathe on the track, I asthma attack it. Why he so manful? Why he gotta have it? Cause I slay my whole life, now I'm the master. Nah, nah, nah. I feel to wake up and be the shit and a urine. Nah, nah, nah. Trying to get that Kobe number, one over joy. Can't wear skinny jeans cause my knots don't fit. No one in the corner got a pocket like this, so I rock jeans cause my knots so big. You can learn how to dress just by checking my breath. Checking my fresh, checking my fresh. Follow my steps, it's the road to success. Where the niggas look at better when the girls say yes. But I can't teach you my swag. You can pay for school, but you can't buy class. School of hard knocks, I'm a grad in that all blue Yankee. It's my graduation cap. Tipping rovers, ripping with the soda. Did you even have any towel after towel in the soda?
But I'm too clean for the choir. I require what I desire. I got stripes, I need guys. Mommy scream, poppy, no mas. Stop. Now make that motherfucker hammer sound like.
This is a really bad fucking thing on the back of this bus, this ad. Like, it's sending, like, I get what they're trying to say, but boy, does it just send the wrong message. Maybe that just says more about me. It says, what's more dangerous? And then it's a picture of a cell phone versus a picture of a cocktail. What's more dangerous, using your phone or drinking? And then below it, it says, using your phone. You're 6 times more likely to crash than driving drunk. And you're like, oh, well, shit, they've led me to believe that drinking and driving is the worst thing ever, but apparently it's not so bad, because, you know, like, I used to use my phone in the car all the time before it was illegal, and I never crashed, so I guess, like that, the logic you can fucking jump to from this is fucking real fucked up. I wonder if this store here, the update gift with Sailor Moon and Goku on the front of it, I wonder if they, you know, wonder if they got any cool shit in there. Sick fucking wall scrolls or something, you know?
We tryna buy back our 40 acres. And for that paper, look how low we assume. Even if you in the band, you still a nigga. Come on, come on. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, I say fuck the police, that's how I treat them. We buy our way out of jail, but we can't buy freedom. We'll buy a lot of clothes, but we don't really need them. Things we buy to cover up what's inside. Cause they made us hate ourselves and love their wealth. That's why shorty's hollering where the ball is at. Drug dealer by Jordan, crack hit by crack. And a white man get paid off for all of that. But I ain't even gonna act totally other than that. Cause fuck it, I went to Jacob with 25 now. Before I had a house and I knew with the kids. Don't wanna be the 106 and far, pushing the bed. Don't wanna act for all the flippies like it's all terrific. I got a couple past due bills, I won't get specific. I got a problem with spending before I get it.
I'm trying to decide if I'm far enough in the middle of your survive to record a thing today. I'll probably try to put some more time into it and kind of see. I finished like a big mission right before stopping last night. So I'm not like 100% sure where it goes. I guess that's the thing. Like I you know, I don't know where the fuck it goes from here. So this is probably as good a spot as any. I don't know. But if I'm not high enough level to do the co-op stuff, like that'd be hard to show. But maybe showing how kind of ridiculous it is that the co-op is so over-leveled for your characters.
Get Sirius XM Fly on your phone or at home on Sirius XM connected devices and speakers.
I don't know.
Go to SiriusXM.com/listen-at-home to learn more.
88, a perfect state, a food on demand. Gravitate, the unsung way, designate, love is fate. At 98, we all rotate, hallucinate, disaggregate, mediate, alleviate, trying not to hate, alleviate, suffocate, on your own hate. Designate, love is fate, a one world state as human frame. The number 8, a wet black state, a gentle train, the broken crate, a heavy weight, just too late, like as sex on eight, now devastate, appreciate, depreciate, fabricate, emulate, truth dilate, a special day, the animals mate, guilt to bait, the incinerate, a better rate, a youth irate to liberate, fascinate, intimidate, MDNA, liberate, liberate, liberate.
Pull up, man. Come on.
Beethoven, with one of my many favorite CBB songs, Silicon Swastity on this first wave thing. So at 6 o'clock this evening, when David Lowery and his Cracker Powell show up, you're going to hear them playing Euro Trash Girl, I understand for sure. Low from the 90s should be turning up as well, like a disgraced cosmonaut a million miles below their feet. But you're going to hear me in the background shouting out things like, take the skinheads bowling, and Wasted, that one I just played for you. I love CBB. I love Cracker. 6 o'clock tonight, one channel up on 34 on Lithium. It's another Lithium Live session with Cracker.
Worth of 90s alternative and grunge. Sirius XM's Weird Rock and Roll Rodeo. This is Lithium.
Mama told you that you was gorgeous. Your mother lied to me, she must be fucking high. I'm with my fucking guys, in some tucks and ties. Look alive or you'll get stuck inside. Where's the fucking drive? I see it in your eyes, you a fucking fly. No wings attached, a bug, you singing trash. No love for the scrubs, no strings attached. You an asshole, you an adolescent trying to be a capo. Nah, you a tadpole, you in a test tube. I'm in a lab coat. I'm a motherfucking whack on Castro. You try to stop me, but I'm back home. You heard the track, yo, you ain't a half-o, man. You heard the track, yo, you ain't a half-o.
And you ain't even got an ounce of it. Style so funny, you can kill so sudden. And you ain't even got an ounce of it. And you ain't even got an ounce of it. And you ain't even got an ounce of it. Style so funny, you can kill so sudden. And you ain't even got an ounce of it. And you ain't even got an ounce of it.
Wednesday, and you know what that means. It is time to wiggle. If ever there was a time, it is on Wiggler Wednesday. I'll see you later. Have a good day.